alles um Tennis. Vitality Sports, dein Podcast für innovatives Training und noch mehr Lebensfreude. Hallo, herzlich willkommen zu unserem Podcast. Schön, dass du wieder einschaltest. Wir haben heute einen wundervollen Gast bei uns, die Lenka, mein Tennis-Coach. Sie verrät uns heute die besten Tipps für dein Tennis, wie du dich fit hältst, worauf du am Tennisplatz achten kannst, um noch besser zu spielen. Hallo Lenka!
Hallo.
We will talk in English because she's from the Czech Republic and we always talk in English. So
yeah.
Enjoy! Hey Lenka!
Hello!
So, nice to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you like to introduce yourself? Why do you play tennis?
Mm-hmm.
What makes you so exciting for the sport? And yeah, you are a tennis pro, so mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why?
Good question. So yes, I come from the Czech Republic. I've been playing tennis now for almost 20 years. I started very young. I started when I was 10, 11. I was playing quite a lot, every day almost. And after that, I went to play college tennis in the US for 5 years. That was a great experience with a lot of tournaments and a lot of playing with different kind of players and different kind of competitions. We have also many competitions over there. After that, I joined an international tennis company, and there I started working as a tennis coach. My first assignment was in Bahrain. I was there for 1 year working in Ritz-Carlton. After that, I went for 2 years in Tirol, in Steingelwert. After that, I was in Switzerland. Few months, then I was in Maldives, and now I'm in Vienna.
I'm so lucky that you are now in Vienna. I love to play tennis with you. You're such a great tennis coach. I learned so much from you. Thank you for that.
Thank you for coming to me.
Thank you for sharing your tips today for the tennis game.
Mm-hmm.
What would you recommend a beginner, if someone wants to start with tennis, what's the most important things
to have? Or
to have, yeah. Yeah,
so I would say whoever wants to start tennis, just come and play with me. That's the first thing. And second, yeah, just get any racket, or you can also borrow a racket. It doesn't have to be yours since the beginning. And what is important, if you, for example, want to buy a racket before you come to me,
mm-hmm.
or come to play, buy some lighter racket. That's important, maybe, I don't know, between 270 grams to 290.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for beginners. It's not so heavy. It's light. And some racket, I would say, what has bigger racket face, so you can hit the ball better. Yeah. And I would say, yeah, that would be it. And some shoes, what's like a little bit more stable for your ankles.
Okay.
And that's it, and just have fun, yeah.
The most important thing in training, right?
Yes.
Because if you have fun and you are motivated,
everything go easier.
Right.
Yes.
The energy is better.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Lenka, how do you keep fit for tennis, for playing tennis? What are you doing? You spend hours on the tennis mm-hmm. court?
Yeah, so I would say right now, as a tennis coach, when I become a tennis coach, I do a lot of other sport than tennis. I try to do a lot of sports than tennis, because on the tennis court, I have, as you say, too many hours. It depends on the season, but in the summertime, I do a lot of hiking and cycling. And in the wintertime, I try to do a lot of exercises in my apartment. So most of the time with my own body.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I also do play tennis with some friends of mine who play very good. So just to free my head, just to hit the balls over. That's also nice.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of endurance training, because in matches you need the endurance too, because sometimes matches are not so quick.
Not so quick, yes. Sometimes they are much longer.
Right.
Yeah. Than we expect. Yeah, so a lot of, I would say also cardio, and so it's good for tennis because you need it. If you play match against somebody where you need to be focused for four hours, you need that. You need that condition, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your cardio training, I can recommend you close your mouth and breathe through your nose so that the endurance is much, much better. I try to keep it on the court because I can stay much more calm then, because sometimes you are so excited hitting the ball.
As you say, yes.
You recognize your breath and you use nasal breathing.
That's actually great. Yeah, great tip, because also between the points in tennis, you should try to focus on that, on the right breathing, and just to be ready for the next point. Don't think what was about the last point, but try to breathe through, like 3, 4, 5 deep breath, and then the next point starts. Yeah.
Make the next point. Now we are on the topic of match. Do you have some tips for someone who's playing matches and want to be better with it? What would you recommend?
So I would definitely say to try to play with anybody. And it doesn't matter the level of the tennis. Sometimes you think, oh, she or he is too weak for me. Or no, try to play them. Because every match will give you new experience and new way of looking on the next match. Yeah, so every match give you new experience for the next one. Yeah, and for sure, also with better player. If you know, okay, that guy, it's three levels up than me, for sure, try to challenge him. Why not? Yeah, for fun. Just have fun. Yeah, it's important. Okay. Yeah.
Don't forget to play.
Yes.
In the game.
Yes, yeah, and have fun. I think that's
part of it.
Yes, yeah. And don't worry if you lose or you win. If you win, super. But if you lose, okay, again, take something from that. It doesn't matter. Just go for the next match and yeah.
Thank you so much for your tips, Lenka. Yeah, we wrap it up. If you're a beginner, just play.
Yes.
Practice. The equipment is...
Comes later. It doesn't have to come from the beginning. Definitely not. Yeah.
Yeah. Just have fun.
Yes.
Listen to your coach for a proper technique.
Mm-hmm. In the beginning especially, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you want to do something for your endurance, do beside the tennis courts, some hiking, some running, some whatever you have fun with.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
If you want to go to a competition, play with different partners.
Yes, different players,
and
different.
Enjoy the game.
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Paddle tennis, completely different topic.
Yes.
Maybe we talk about it in another episode. Lenka, yeah. Thank you so much for joining. I hope we have you here soon for more tips for tennis. And if you want to play tennis with Lenka as a coach, you'll find all the contact details in the show notes. Enjoy a really good class.
Yes, just come out and play with me.
Yeah.
Yes. Doesn't matter if you are a beginner or you never hold the racket or you already have some experience, just come up and play.
Vitalize your life. Deine Stefanie und
Lenka.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Wenn dir diese Folge gefallen hat, zeige es uns mit einer 5-Sterne-Bewertung. Oder teile diese Episode mit deinen Freunden, Familie und Kollegen. Du unterstützt uns damit, mehr Menschen zu erreichen, damit auch sie von unseren wertvollen Tipps für noch mehr Vitalität und Lebensfreude profitieren. Von Herzen vielen Dank für deinen Support. Unser Podcast dient ausschließlich zu Informations- und Unterhaltungszwecken. Du nutzt unsere Inhalte auf eigenes Risiko. Die hier geäußerten individuellen Meinungen sind genau das, Meinungen. Sprich immer mit deinem Arzt, bevor du ein Trainings- oder Ernährungsprogramm beginnst. Die von uns hier bereitgestellten Informationen sind kein Ersatz für medizinische Beratung, Diagnose oder Behandlung.